This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is KT McFarland, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for President Reagan. She also served in the Nixon and Ford administrations. She is also a Fox News Channel national security analyst. We want to get her thoughts today on another change in terminology from the Obama administration, no longer using the phrase Islamic radicalism to describe our enemies. We also want to get her insights on the situation in Afghanistan, where President Karzai may or now may not have said he threatened to join the Taliban because of what he sees as heavy-handed intervention and demands from Washington. And KT, thanks so much for being with us.
Great pleasure.
Let's quickly talk about the terminology. We know that early on in the Obama administration, they no longer used the term war on terrorism. It was terrorism was a man-made disaster or something like that. They just tried to tone down the language. Now we're seeing the term Islamic radicalism taken out of the lexicon. Why are they doing that, and what's the impact?
Well, I'm not sure why they're doing it other than some sense that maybe if we're nicer to people, they'll be nicer to us, or somehow they're not going to think of us as an enemy. I don't think that any terrorist organization hearing that we've changed what we call them is going to suddenly have an epiphany and decide that they no longer want to send suicide bombers out to kill us. So I think it's very short-sighted. And the other thing, Greg, is it seems to be a sort of continuous litany of things that we're doing to, frankly, weaken the country. It's this notion, the apology tour that President Obama made. It's the abandoning our allies, whether it's Israel or the Czech Republic or Poland. It's appeasing our adversaries, like Iran, where the president refuses to impose stiff gasoline sanctions on them, even though both houses of Congress have encouraged him to do so and have passed legislation in that regard.
As you know, KT, there's a strong divergence of opinion on how to approach and articulate why we're fighting. President Bush, of course, was out there frequently defining who we were fighting, why we were fighting them. Others may say at this point Obama doesn't need to do that because it's been pretty clear for 8 years who we've been fighting against. How important is it to get out there and articulate who we're fighting and why?
Well, I think it's very important to the young men and women we're asking to give up their lives and to fight for this country. And what are they fighting for? Are they fighting for the United States of America? Are they fighting an enemy? Or are they fighting, you know, as you referred to earlier, man-caused disasters? I think if we owe it to the men and women in uniform to, if we're going to ask them to fight, we ought to tell them why they're fighting.
Let's move on to Afghanistan now, KT. And I know you've been over there not long ago and have seen firsthand both the military and diplomatic side of where the policy stands right now. The Obama administration right now pretty concerned over what they see potentially as a lack of inaction by the Karzai government on reforming the system, weeding out corruption. And now, of course, we have the comments allegedly made by Karzai over the weekend that because of U.S. demands for reform and heavy-handedness that he might join league with the Taliban and then declare the U.S. as an occupying force that needs to be eliminated. So how should we react to all this?
Well, the administration has put all of its eggs in the Karzai basket. I think our military will perform brilliantly. We will clean out the Taliban. We cleaned out Marja. We will clean out Kandahar. But the question is, what do you turn over that government to? Do you turn it over to President Karzai, who has proven to be both corrupt and incompetent? The administration has put all of its eggs in that basket, and now I think they're having second thoughts. But it's not clear to me what are their alternatives. Do they think that Afghanistan should have somebody else as its leader? Do they think we should just pull out? It's not clear. Again, the whole thing, when you commit American forces overseas, you need to know what the mission is. You need to know what you're trying to accomplish with that. You need to tell people who their enemy is and what their goals and missions are. And in this case, whether it's talking about Harris as being man-made disasters, or whether it's trying to undercut the leader that we have there, you know, you can't have it all ways. Make a decision and then follow through.
What do you think that decision ought to be, given the challenges we have there right now?
I think what the United States should do is try to figure out, why are we in Afghanistan 8 years later? Is it to prevent the Taliban, or is it to prevent Al-Qaeda from returning? And if that is the case, then I think we should finish this military mission, turn over the government to whoever the government is, and then tell them, look, we're out of here. It's up to you from here on in. Just make sure that you don't kill Americans and do not let your country be used as staging grounds for terrorist or man-caused disaster organizations that are going to harm the United States. And then what the United States should do is look at the real problem in world peace going forward, which is Iran. It's Iran and Iran's nuclear weapons. It's Al-Qaeda. But Al-Qaeda isn't in Afghanistan. It's in Pakistan. It's in Somalia. It's in Yemen. It's in cyberspace. I think we need to pick our fights.
There's also talk from the White House that this May 12th meeting here in Washington between the president and Hamid Karzai may be up in the air, depending on what can be clarified about what Karzai has said recently and what his intentions are. What would your advice be? Go through with the meeting, given the fact that he is the leader of the country where we're fighting right now? Or would that be a clear message to him if we were to disinvite him?
Karzai is going to do what Karzai is going to do. If Karzai concludes that the United States is leaving, as President Obama has said that we are, Karzai is probably trying to cut as good a deal as he can right now in advance, because he knows that after 8 years he has failed to either be have a country that's behind him. He's really, when I was there, it was pretty clear he was just the mayor of Kabul. He wasn't the president of Afghanistan. And he's very unpopular throughout his country. And I don't want to see American men and women committed to a cause where we're propping up someone who their own people don't like, and when we have other fights to fight. To me, the more important fight is the proliferation of nuclear weapons and standing up to Iran. And to the extent that our other activities around the world weaken our ability to do that, I think it's a mistake.
KT, we'll keep watching. Thanks so much for your time and your insight.
Great pleasure.
KT McFarland served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for President Reagan, also served Presidents Nixon and Ford. She's a Fox News Channel national security analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.